Let me pop my ear because I can't hear a fucking thing. Hold on. All right. Let me see the time. I got to start at a decent. I'm going to start at 5:30.
Elevator. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Anchor's
so
acting up on my phone. So.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Things are acting up on my phone. Anchor's acting up, boy.
I'm just leaving that in there. Fuck it. What happened? We tried to start. Brendan's over here talking about his goddamn feelings and shit. Just go on, man. We got shit to do. I'm just playing, man. So today on Ghost Bros, we got a... like I said, I tried to time it. I was like, all right, we're going to go at this time. And then I hear his friends like, can y'all still hear me? And then he stopped. Nothing. All right, today. And then Brandon's like, blah, blah,
blah. Off to a great start, man. Great start.
Yeah, so today on Ghost Bros, we got, we got our ghost stories from each county in the state of Alabama. Let's hope we get lucky and find enough research to do this for every single state. But if not, I'm sure we can come up with something and have a bunch of shit for you guys for every other state. I'm sure we can find that. But as for now, this is going to be part two of Alabama. The first one was Alabama, obviously, but but if there's a part two, there had to be a part one. So,
damn, dude, Texas is going to take a while.
Man, we're going to have to just read that and not talk in between.
Yeah.
Might have to do that with all of them. So, which I don't care if they take a while. Cause,
I don't know. I kind of enjoy, discussing it,
Yeah. I'm just taking it easy. So today we're going to start with Clark County from Alabama. That's where we left off. We still got a shit ton to go. So this is going to be in Clark County is Nebo Cemetery. In a little-known cemetery deep in the woods of Clark County are tombstones created by a man who was ahead of his time, Isaac Nettles Sr., a black inventor born in the 1880s, created cement masks of people and life and later used them to adorn headstones in the cemetery adjoining Mount Nebo Baptist Church. The rare folk art stones, declared historic sites by the National Park Service, have unfortunately been all but destroyed by vandals, which is pretty fucked up. I just want to stop right there and say something. If you destroy history purposely, just for a fucking joke, you're a piece of shit. And I hope you die.
I mean, that's probably most of our government, but, let's not talk about that before they send a
fucking drone strike to my house. Oh shit fell. So they're gonna fucking, I said I'll get a letter in the mail. And like, you're from the government, from the IRS or something. I open it up and it's fucking AIDS or something in the mailbox.
There's a razor blade with AIDS on it, just cuts you.
Oh fuck. That's not funny though. AIDS isn't funny, guys. I'm just making a joke about the government being fucking stupid and weird. But all right, so back to what they were saying. One surviving example is the stone of the grave of Korea Nettles, which has three faces said to be those of her children. Although there are no detailed legends about this site, many believe it is haunted. Well, what the fuck? Why did I just read all that shit if it wasn't haunted? We just learned about a guy that made headstones out of people's faces. And he fucking, and they just got destroyed by vandals. And that's literally the big takeaway from that whole article.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to get the story out there. It's haunted too, I guess, maybe.
I mean, it's a cemetery. I'm sure it's haunted. I went around and asked people, like, y'all have any ghost shit around here? And they're like, no, I'm pretty sure that cemetery is haunted over there. Fucking stupid, man. I hate this shit. I'm going to keep reading now. Keep going. All right, so next up on the list, we got Clay County. This is the Hudson House in Ashland. So, this abandoned home on Watts Mill Road was built in 1905 by Charles and William Hudson for their brother John. Some people say they've heard a crybaby or a dog panting or growling while on the property. Others have reported hearing disembodied screams and footsteps. Legend says those who face the front of the house will feel a tap on their shoulders and see a dark figure running across the roof. That's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's freaking out for real.
Yeah. Running across the roof?
Yeah. Says I feel a tap on their shoulder, and I don't know if they mean, like, consecutively, like, I mean, chronologically, like, you feel a tap and you look around, you see a motherfucker on the roof. I mean.
Fucking ghosts in the parkour and shit.
Fucking crazy.
You ever do that when you was in middle school? You like riding a bus or something, and you like pretend like there's this dude like running alongside the bus, like jumping over shit? Or is that just me? Maybe I'm just fucking crazy.
I don't think I've ever done that one.
No.
I mean, I've done fake parkour with my fingers when I was in class bored. Like, acting like he was running up shit.
See, they know that I was thinking that, but they probably seen you, like, playing with your goddamn fingers. Like,
damn. Something wrong with that boy. That boy ain't right. I mean, this, but go back to this Hudson house, though. It does look pretty fucking freaky, though.
Yeah, it kind of
does. Did you say it was in Clay?
Clay County. It's in Ashland.
I was just working in Clay last week.
Uh-oh. Did you see? Okay, look, I'll explain what the house looks like.
No, Brian, like, I probably didn't see it.
you work next to it, boy? And you see some ghosts?
I work in a subdivision. The only ghost there is going to be speaking Spanish.
That's kind of fucked up, but okay. You know what? I mean, we talk about all this ghost shit, but you know what's really haunting for real?
What?
The fact that wood costs so goddamn much right now, lumber.
No, man, I didn't told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah, like you said that they said the production never went down during COVID.
Production, if anything, went up. Production went up, and they're just holding on to it in the warehouses and like saying, oh, we can't get any material, and here we got this little bit here we can sell for $100 a piece.
You know, it's all a conspiracy at this point. It's gonna come to light one day, and there's gonna be like, you're gonna see on the news, it's gonna be like a bunch of motherfuckers getting busted.
The lumber conspiracy, yeah.
Yeah, for making a whole, they're making a legal, like, inflation ring. That's what they're doing. All the companies, all these lumber companies got they sat down together and they were fixing their prices so that lumber in general would go up. I'm pretty sure that's what they did.
You gotta think about it, it's probably not even lumber, like, you know, the PS5. Yeah, you know, like nobody can get it. Well, you can get it right now. There's this website you can go to, but you're gonna pay like $1,700 just for a regular PS5.
Oh yeah.
But every time you go on there, like you can like literally, it'll say new, and you pull it up, and it'll say sold on it like immediately. I'm pretty sure it's like Sony employees and shit buying it back and selling it for more.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, if anybody listening right now has a PS5, why? Why'd you buy that shit?
How would you buy it? That's my question.
No, I'm seriously. Like, why would you buy that? Because at this point, why do you think if they come out with it, obviously you expect them to. If they come out with a PS6, why do you think it's going to be any different for the next – any console that comes out from here on out, why would it be any different?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go to PC.
That's what I was saying. Ultimately, everybody just needs to go to PC and.
Well, no,
fuck you.
No, not everybody, because then PC's gonna do the same shit that Sony's doing.
Yeah, but there's multiple brands, dude, for PC. Yeah. You can build your own computer.
Yeah, they claim that they can't get the motherboards and shit for PS5 because one, there's a shortage.
Well, then why the fuck did they release him if they wasn't ready?
We're getting off topic.
We're doing that.
Justin, all right, this next one, all right, I'm really curious on how you're going to pronounce where it's at.
Is it Watoga? Watoga County?
Nah.
No. It's so the next one, the next county would be Cleburne County.
Cleburne.
Yes.
Keep reading.
And it's the site of the gold mines at Arbacuchi. That's what it sounds like to me.
I wouldn't mind working in that mine.
Way down yonder on the Arbacuchi. We've been long from goddamn gold. Anyways, look, so gold was discovered in Arbacuchi in the 1830s, causing the town to grow rapidly. Within 15 years, the town had 5,000 residents. When the gold rush began in California, residents headed west. Mining continued in Arbacuchi until 1930s, but the town never recovered and became a ghost town by 1990. The area is said to be haunted by the spirits of those who died in the mines. So is this there's literally a ghost town in Alabama?
Well, I've heard of, I don't remember where this dude said it was, but apparently it's an old abandoned town, and apparently there's a witch there or some shit. And I want to say it's up north Alabama somewhere, but we met these people from Brennan. Hello, Brennan.
Yeah.
You remember when we went to Bryce and we talked to those people that we met, and they was talking about there's this abandoned town somewhere up north Alabama where it was like supposedly there was witches and shit in that town. You know what he's all gonna go check out? Huh?
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Do you remember the name of the place?
Oh man, no, I wouldn't be able to remember that.
Alright, well, never mind, but just know there's an abandoned town and that might be the one you're talking about.
What, Abercrombie?
Yeah.
Now you're saying Arbacuchi. It says Arbacuchi.
Arbacuchi. Like Arby's and Coochie.
Arbacuchi.
Arbacuchi.
All right. Well, what's the next one?
All right, so the next one we got is called Coffee County.
It's in the Rawls Hotel in Enterprise. I've actually been to Enterprise, Alabama. I can't remember what I went there for, but I have been there before when I was younger. The Rawls Hotel was built in 1903 by Captain Japheth Rawls. This account of the hauntings come from what? Whatever. I guess. Okay, so it says RawlsBandB.com. What the hell? Oh shit, I'm an idiot, dude. It says Rawls B&B like a fucking I said Rawls B&B. I'm a fucking idiot. Alright, so here's a quote. Unusual from the website. Unusual occurrences are not uncommon in the historic Rawls Hotel. Children's laughter has been heard by those working on the third floor and even outside the bathroom down in the restaurant. When there have been no children around, I'm just going to say the name how I think it says. Hayden Pursley spent 3 years restoring the historic hotel and had several stories he often told. Include seeing a girl around the age of 12 running down the halls. He also experienced a ghost thought to be Captain Rawls, who repeatedly took down window treatments he tried to install. So there was a ghost taking down window treatments, huh?
Yeah, I'm reading some more, and they're saying that they've seen a lady in blue that they believe is Margaret Rawls. It says psychics has visited the place over the years.
What's the purpose? Like, why is he taking them down?
I don't like it.
maybe that's what he used to do, and he's like, "Oh, you fucking up. You ain't doing it right, dude."
If you cover up the windows, how are we supposed to see the guests when they get naked?
Okay, listen to this statement at this place. It says, down in the basement, we were also kept our butcher paper. We kept all our canned coats and in the – man, this dude don't know how to talk. our canned coats and if in like the restaurant business, fucking... you have to have everything 6 inches off the floor. I would come down and find a can of Diet Coke sitting in the middle of the floor. I would go and put it back, and I would come back down, and it would be in the middle of the floor again.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, dude.
The fucking
so, like, ghost is fucking, just fucking with everybody.
I mean, I feel like trolling as a ghost is obviously the ultimate troll.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, probably.
I mean, if I could.
Like, yeah, I kind of hope ghosts are real and, like, we all get to become one. That'd be funny as shit.
Kinda. I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm sure there's lonely days, you know?
Yeah, I want a home in a strip club.
They're sitting there. You were sitting there, like, making their titties go around.
What the fuck's happening? How is it doing?
You fucking find the strip club and like, hell yeah, you get up in there, then it turns out it's a male strip club, but you don't went all that way, so you're just gonna stay for a little while. All right, so would this be Colbert County?
Colbert?
Colbert County?
Colbert.
I ain't never heard of Colbert County.
Either, but
So we got the Belmont Mansion in Tuscumbia. The Belmont built between 1828 and 1832.
Was a plantation that used slave labor. It is said to be haunted by slaves who died on the grounds and also by former owners. The home was built for Dr. Alexander Mitchell, who sold it to Isaac Winston in 1838. For the next 100 years, the mansion was owned by members of the Winston family. Today, it is house museum. It is a house museum that can be toured by appointment. So this by slaves and the former owners, or some of the former owners. I wonder what that's like, though. Like, you're in the same realm with the slaves, and they're like, hey, guys, I know we didn't have a good time up there on Earth, man, but you just find it in your heart, please forgive me. I bet that white boy's going through some things, man.
We need to quit making jokes on it before we get.
I'm not making jokes on slavery. I'm making that the slave owners, like, don't you think, like, what? I guess if you knew he was dead and you was a ghost, if there was any way ghosts could fight and you could whoop another ghost's ass, you know, why wouldn't you just do it? I mean, you're already dead. They can't kill you. The slave owners couldn't. So, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Food for thought, you know. If you're ever a slave owner, you might want to think about that, but you're probably all dead by now, hopefully. I hope to God you are. They still got slaves now. That's pretty, well, I guess.
In other countries, yeah.
Yeah, they still got slaves, and, you know, we're not going to get in all the Epstein Island bullshit, but,
what we're at now is Conecuh County. I bet you boys cannot tell me what's famous from Conecuh County.
Conecuh sausage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For all the people that's not from Alabama that listen to this thing, Conecuh sausage is like, you just imagine, I don't even know how to put it. Like, I don't know how to put it without being offensive, but so I'm just not going to say anything. It's good sausage. Just know that.
I thought Conecuh sausage was just a Louisiana thing.
Nope, that's from Alabama, buddy.
So it originated from Alabama.
Yep, that's where it's made.
Oh shit!
I didn't even know that until a little while ago because my mother-in-law, my wife's grandma lives in Ohio, and she has to, whenever she comes to Alabama, she gets a shit ton of Conecuh sausage because they don't sell it in Ohio. So,
yeah. I know. Look, I'll tell you what. Connecticut sausage is really good if you get some, like, some. All right, look, I can't pronounce it right. I'll say it how I say it. But if you get some tortillas or tortillas, whatever, you know, and yeah. you wrap it up in the with the Connecticut sausage and get some KO syrup, just yeah. vanilla KO syrup, shit. It's so good, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like I said, I want to say it, but I don't really want to use that simile. I don't want to compare it to that, but I guess if I had to say it, I think I'm just going to say it. If you can imagine what, if you can imagine what the wiener of the Lord and Savior would taste like, not necessarily Jesus. Just a Lord and Savior. I'll put that disclaimer. I'm not talking about Jesus. Just a Lord and Savior. You had to imagine what their meat tasted like. That's what it would taste like. Like, the shit is good. There's a reason, you know, there's a lot of fat people in Alabama and just the South in general because they know how to fucking eat.
Yeah.
They know how to eat good shit.
Cornbread, butter, bean eating motherfuckers. But,
hell yeah. But anyway, so in Connecticut County, we got the Haunted Highway and Murder Creek Bridge. Ooh, spooky.
That's the real name of it, Murder Creek Bridge?
Yep, that's what
Damn. It is. Well, I mean, I guess if you want to get murdered, you know where to go.
Yep, hell yeah. Local writer and historian Lee Peacock said the 40-mile stretch of Interstate 65 between Evergreen and Greenville is known as the Haunted Highway. The book Haunted Places, the National Directory by Dennis William Hawk, section of the highway is haunted by the spirits of displaced Creek Indians and has resulted in an accident rate that is well above average. Murder Creek Bridge is located on this stretch. Peacock said it's the site of numerous unusual accidents including several that have resulted in fatalities and catastrophic fires. One truck driver said that he struck the bridge after a ghostly horse-drawn carriage crossed the interstate in front of him. Others have
What? I don't know, man. I don't know if you can believe shit like that because, you know, objects can't be ghosts. And if he saw a carriage... I mean, I can understand maybe animals, you know, you might see a ghost animal, but
that's what me and Brennan was talking about with the ghost ship. If you guys go back to last episode, that's when we was talking about that. But this is the thing, I guess we don't really know the rules. We don't know the planes of their reality to ours.
I guess so.
When it comes to like ghost ships, like pirates and shit used to write about seeing ghost ships all the time, like Davy Jones and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I guess it's more like a manifestation type deal. Like the energy from them
Maybe when you die, like they give you a choice, or like, all right, you want to take some with you or something.
Well, I guess that saying, you can't take it with you when you go, is fucking false. You see a goddamn ghost with like $3 million walking around? But you wouldn't be scared of that motherfucker, would you?
Holding like a band of fucking hundreds, like the baby or some shit up to his ear. Say, y'all, let's go. Shit like that.
So we got where was I at? Hold on. Oh, yeah. So others have reported seeing large panther-like cats crossing the highway in this area. Well, that's probably just a fucking panther. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's because the state of Alabama itself says that, like, panthers don't really exist in Alabama, but that's bullshit.
Bullshit, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I have seen them with my own eyes. I have heard them with my own eyes. I mean, I can't hear him with my eyes. What the fuck? Got him. Rummied him.
You'll see them sound waves.
I can fucking see it.
But no, man. Like, you ever hear something in the woods, Brendan? It sounds like a like like a woman just being brutally murdered.
Oh, like, yeah.
His blood curdling scream. That's most likely a panther.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, this is the thing. Is they say bobcats can do that as well.
I don't know.
But they're really distinctive between the two. If you look
bobcats are easy to tell.
It sounds totally different than what a panther or mountain lion sounds like.
But you will say I've saw more bobcats than I've ever seen panthers.
Yeah, but I've seen a panther, dude. And I'm not making this shit up. It was in West Brockton. You think I'm playing? I'm not, dude.
I've seen a panther on the Cahaba.
On the Cahaba, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dude, there's fucking... Look, we're getting off topic here, guys, but just know panthers are not ghosts. They're fucking... They're real animals, and they really do exist in areas they say they don't exist at. They're not mystical creatures. I mean, they're literally like apex predators. You're not going to fucking see them. They'll see... They're going to see you before you see them, and they'll stay the fuck away from you. I mean, unless they think they can take you, then you're going to see them, and you're going to wish you didn't see them. But... I mean, I'm telling you, like, these are not animals you're gonna see every day. Like, you know,
every fucking day. I don't know if it was a mountain lion or a panther or what, but me and my dad was hunting up there on Turkey Mountain, and I had a 410 little break action shotgun, and we were sitting there next to a tree, and like it was getting dark because we were hunting, but I saw like just something dark. Start walking down the hill, and I was like, damn, that's a deer. Look, pulled up a gun, and I was watching it and marching, and like all of a sudden it just got like real low to the ground. I was like, hang on, man, that ain't a fucking deer. and then it started like slowly crawling towards us, and then my dad told me to just shoot it, and then I wanted to pull the trigger and had a fucking safety on, and it clicked, and it scared the shit out of me. Hold
that. That saved its life.
Yeah. I mean, just while we're talking about that, because, I mean, yeah, obviously we do ghost stories on here, but I like telling just freaky stories in general. My stepdad was hunting one time, and he said it was still, like, right before the sun come up. Because, you know, you get in there before the sun comes up, you know?
Yeah.
And then when the sun's up, that's when shit's still moving around a little bit, but you already got your spot, so you're not going to scare anything off.
Yeah.
So, he says, like, right at sunrise, like, just barely, like, you just barely see, like, maybe 50 feet, 100 feet in front of you. And yeah. Then he kept hearing shit, like, behind him. So, he kept looking around. He didn't see nothing. He thought maybe it was, like, just some squirrels or some shit. And as the sun come up just a little bit more, and, you know, it was about morning time, like real early morning. So he could see now, but still not the best because it was a little foggy out. You know, it's winter. It does fog up a lot out there. So and he still couldn't see nothing behind him. And then he said he's sitting out there, and it got like all the way daylight. And he fucking looked, and he said, it's like fucking four coyotes sitting there staring at him like, about from here, like just say 10 feet away from him, because like, he said they was close. He said as soon as he saw him, he said he sat there staring at him like fucking 4 minutes straight. And he said he's trying to like catch his breath and grab his gun, like get the balls just to grab something first, you know. I was like, damn, dude. Like,
oh man, thing about coyotes. There's one time I was a kid. I don't know. I was probably six, and
wait, and what? Moved. Like you said, sick. He's like, I don't know.
He said six. I'm always thick.
Like, when I was 6 years old, we moved into this house, and the windows were kind of low, and I was sitting up against the window one time, and then all of a sudden there was banging against the window. I jumped, and there was like three coyotes jumping up at it after me. Scared the shit out of me. And that's something that I remember about coyotes.
Yeah, coyotes are usually pussies, but they can be aggressive for sure.
I mean, I was a little kid. They probably thought they got me, you know, but they didn't know what glass was.
They didn't know. All right. We're off topic pretty big time here. So we're at Coosa County, and this is the old rock jail in Rockford. And I'm going to say something. It kind of looks like rock building in Bibb County.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Hmm. But so built in 1842, the old Coosa County Jail, known as the Old Rock Jail, is the oldest surviving stone jail in Alabama. The spirit of an inmate who committed suicide in the building is reported to walk its halls. That's it. Just one inmate. That ain't shit, brother. Let me tell you about Bibb County. They execute motherfuckers there. You understand? You get your little pussy stone jail out of here. Oh, God. Let's see. So now we got Covington County. Old Covington County Jail. There's a lot of jails on this list because, you know, why not? Huh? Why not? And that's in Andalusia. How the fuck do you say that? How do you say that, Brennan?
Andalusia or Andalusia?
I'll say Andalusia, which sounds very strange. The historic two-story jail was built in 1914 and is no longer in use, and the abandoned building is reportedly haunted. Many people claim they've seen a face behind the barred windows of the second floor, but the building was empty. Some say they've heard voices and felt cold spots inside the jail. And that's the end of that story. So we'll just keep moving along here. Hopefully we don't got to make goddamn 5 episodes of Alabama. I have a hard enough time living in this motherfucker. I really don't want to talk about it. I don't want to dedicate like 5 hours talking about it. So now we're at Crenshaw County. And this is at Mary Daniel Bridge in Highland Home. An old bridge off Mothershed Road is known as Mary Daniel Bridge. It is named for a woman who lived in the area in the late 1800s or early 1900s and was thought to be a witch. According to legend, she was driving her baby in a horse-drawn carriage one night as they crossed the bridge. The horses were spooked and the carriage was tipped into the water below. Excuse me. The baby reportedly drowned and was buried, but not far from the bridge. Mary survived. When she finally reached her home, reported accidents to her husband. The man began drinking to soothe his grief. Before long, he was drunk, and in his anger, he dragged his wife to the bridge and hanged her from the railing before jumping to his death. People claim to see Mary's spirits on the bridge, searching for her lost child. Some say they've seen orbs of lights that appear to float on the river. Now, I'm not going to say it's fake. But you know how many fucking stories there are in every state about, oh, somebody and their baby died on this bridge. Like, every fucking bridge in America
Has that story. It's like in Selma. Isn't it in Selma, the crybaby bridge?
Yeah, like, that exact story is what I've heard a million times.
And that's what I'm saying. Dude, there's a crybaby bridge in every goddamn state, in every county. Yeah. Like, I'm serious. There's always a bridge. Don't go over fucking bridges, people. Just leave them alone. God wants us to travel over water. He'd fucking put skates on our feet or something.
Why ain't there, like, you know, a haunted McDonald's or, like, a haunted Walmart or some shit? Like,
oh, there are. There are. Number 15, Burger King Footless.
That is probably copyrighted.
Well, it can't be because he's using a story that was already copyrighted.
I'm talking about his voice.
He can't say it's his voice. I got that fucking voice too. I started reading shit like that. What is he going to do? Hey, dude, stop that. And I'm like, no. And he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't. Because, you know, he's Canadian. He's not going to do anything. The fuck? Have fucking internet beef with the with the Burger King foot lettuce guy. That'd be cool.
The creepy boss guy.
Yeah. This next one, I've never heard of it being haunted.
All right, so Coleman County, boys. How many of you been to Coleman County? I've been there quite a few.
Yeah, same.
Yep.
And, I like it up that way. I really do.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, putting a little input. I really do like Coleman County. It's nice. Well, like,
I don't know. No, this ain't shots fired or anything. This is just things that I've heard. But I've heard Coleman is like one of the most racist places in Alabama.
Retraction, delete. I don't like it there. I fucking hate Coleman County. No, I've heard that as well. But at the same time, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, it's pretty close to some, minority demographics. I mean, when I went there, it looked like it was all bleeding together, if you get what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm just saying what I heard.
I mean, it could be true, but
I've never, like, seen it personally or nothing like that.
Yeah, I didn't, when I was there, you know, I didn't see any lynchings or,
yeah,
you know, anything crazy. You know, I never come across the Ku Klux Klan while I was down there either, but
yeah.
Just saying. I mean, I guess you always hear that, but that's not why I like it, because I've never experienced that while I was there. That's not why I like Coleman County. But anyways, because I'm not racist, but I don't feel like I have to say that, but I guess some in today's time, you feel like you got to say that. That's pretty wrong.
Yeah.
But so let's see. So this is at the Woodland Hospital in Coleman. This building now houses a geriatric treatment facility, but when it was a hospital, employees claimed it was haunted by a ghost named Homer. Homer would roam the halls as a dark shape. He playfully and used the ice machine. This moment was like, I'm finna run this water bill up. Flushing the shit out them toilets and using all the ice up. Goddamn, we ain't never got no fucking ice in that ice machine. When his spirit would pass people in the halls, they would feel cold. Motherfucker, that's called a breeze. You never felt the breeze? Or a drink?
Fucking AC was on.
They kicked on like, oh, there goes Homer. Then you hear a toilet flush and somebody chewing on some ice. Then it turned out it was just somebody working there, like their iron was low, so they was eating a lot of ice and taking shits and pisses because they was eating so much ice. All right, so now we're in my favorite county in Alabama, Dale County.
Named after Dale Earnhardt.
Yes, it is. Dale Earnhardt Sr., the greatest. The baddest motherfucker to ever suit up front and jump in a car and go about over 100 miles an hour. I'll tell you what. You don't know Dale Sr., you need to look him up right now. Right fucking now.
For sure everybody in Alabama knows who Dale is.
Yeah, but I mean, we got other people not from Alabama that listen
to the
podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys don't know Dale Earnhardt Sr., look him up, because you learn a lot. You know, he's a good man. I knew him personally.
Oh, yeah, he was my grandfather, all right?
Yeah. I mean, he's my cousin. He fucked my cousin.
My grandfather's name was Dale, though, for real.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. On my dad's side.
I like that name. You don't hear it too much anymore. I think if I have another kid, I'm going to name it Dale.
After Dale. Hell, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know my most recent son. His name is Miller. I named him after the beer Miller High Life because it's my favorite beer. And you guys think I'm joking? I'm being dead serious. I named him Miller.
He did
not Miller High Life, but Miller. So my next kid, I think I'm gonna try to convince my wife to name him Dale. At least a middle name. I mean, shit, I can pull that off, I guess.
My name is from Roadhouse. I'm serious.
I think my name is original, I believe.
Original?
Yeah, it's original.
Justin? I know like 50 Justins.
Yeah, no shit, you do now, but back then in 97, you didn't hear that motherfucker. let me ask you this. What old person do you know named Justin?
That is true. Now that is true.
Yeah, I've never met one. Not yet. It's coming, but I haven't met one yet. And then you got Brennan. What the fuck?
Yeah. Couldn't have been Brandon or
I feel it.
Brendan.
I'm named you Brenner because that sounds a lot cooler. Brenner. Brenner.
Yeah.
Brenner.
Name on right, Bronner.
So we're at Dale County, boys. We're at Bill. Oh my God, listen to this shit. Bill Skeeto's Hole, Newton, in Newton.
What?
Wait, why are we learning about this man's hole?
Bill Skeeto's Hole. That's what it says. In Newton. So we got a Skeeto's Hole is the site where Methodist minister William Bill Skeeto Sr., 1818 to 1864, I guess that was his lifespan, was hanged during the Civil War. Legends often say that he was hanged on trumped-up charges for deserting the Confederate Army. Although details vary, when he was hanged, his executioner dug a hole beneath his dangling feet to accommodate his height. For the next 125 years, people claimed the hole would always return, no matter how many times it was filled. And that's pretty cool, though. I mean, I think... No. Just, it's kind of, it's, you know, it's interesting that the hole would just return like that.
There's probably, you know, like, there is such a thing as a sinkhole. Now, what are the chances that that sinkhole is right there, right where you got hung at? I don't know, but there okay. are sinkholes.
What I'm reading, it said that the hole disappeared in the past couple of years because it got flooded, but people still continue to visit it.
Well, that don't sound paranormal at all.
Well, I mean, can a ghost really fight nature? We can barely fight nature.
No, we can fight nature pretty good. We're killing the earth right now, Brennan. We're winning. What are you talking about? We're literally winning that fight.
Hell yeah, we'll bring the troops home.
I mean, killing the earth ain't funny, but I mean, if you want to talk about a fight between man and earth, we're fucking winning, obviously.
Touche.
So let's see. The tale was repeated in Catherine Tucker, Wendell's 13 Alabama Ghost, and Jeffrey. The hole disappeared in the past couple of years when you just read that. The site is beneath the Alabama Highway 134 bridge over the what the fuck? How you say that, Brennan?
Choctawhatchee
River. A marker was erected nearby detailing the legend. It was erected. What? You tell me you fucking jerked that marble slab off? Fucking nasty, dude. You wonder why motherfuckers don't come to Alabama. Nasty.
It's because the place sucks ass.
All right, now we're literally in a county I've been waiting to get to, which is Dallas County.
And let me tell you
where Selma is. There's so many fucking ghost stories from Selma. Like, we could spend the next whatever we got left of this episode talking about just Dallas County.
Yeah.
It's where my parents had their paranormal experiences was there because I used to live there when I was a baby. I was actually born in Dallas County. But, you know, obviously due to certain circumstances, my parents thought it'd be better to raise me in a different county. So, go to school in a different county. But anyways, so this is where my parents actually went when they had their experience was Old Cahaba. And, we'll read about it. I'll fill everybody in on what I know about all this. And, so I'm not sure how to pronounce the name, but it says Peggy's Ghost.
Peggy?
Who?
Did you say Peggy?
No, it's Pegue. How do you say that?
I would say Pegasus.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say
it sounds like Pegasus.
I'm gonna say Pegs. I'm gonna say Peg's Ghost. We'll just say that. Old Cahab. So Old Cahaba archaeological site. What the archaeological site is the preserved remnants of the of Alabama's first capital city, Cahaba or Cahaba. They just spelled it. I shouldn't have read that because I was stupid on my part, but okay. You guys can't see the words. It was the first state capital from 1820 to 1825. Pretty short-lived capital, if you ask me, but was eventually abandoned because of flooding from the Alabama and Cahaba rivers. The site has two city cemeteries, as well as a slave cemetery. It was also once the site of Castle Morgan, used to house prisoners of war during the Civil War. The site is reportedly haunted by numerous spirits, with the most famous known as Peg's Ghost. And Colonel Christopher... Colonel Christopher Claudius Peggs.
His name is called Claude.
I'm just going to start calling him Colonel. So by the Colonel's Ghost, he built a stately home on the property between Pine and Chestnut Streets. Months after Colonel was killed in battle in 1862, strolling lovers claimed to see an orb in the garden behind the home. Some claim to see the orb today. The legend was recorded by Arthur. Fuck that. I ain't giving that bitch no plug. She ain't paid for it. Anyways, so, yeah, that's exactly what my parents saw. They saw the orb. It hit their windshield as they was leaving the site. No shit. They got a picture of it. Yeah, they got pictures of it and everything. I seen him. My mom seen him. My dad, he's an atheist, and he even seen it. And it was like, yeah, it's pretty weird. So I know my dad wouldn't lie about shit like that. But they said there was some weird shit going on when they was there. I can't remember all of it. You know, I probably had to go later and get some more details. But this isn't the only haunted place in Dallas County. There's like a shit ton more, and I don't even know why.
You're talking about Old Cahaba, like, we went there one year and was doing like a tour of like one of the old plantation homes and shit.
Yeah.
And somewhere my sister has a picture of, it looks like somebody, like, it's a picture of a painting that's in there. You're not supposed to take pictures of them, but we did. And you can see like a shadow of an arm reach around over there. But what's weird about it is the light was coming from where the painting was. So there was no light. Our shadows wasn't being cast on that wall, you know?
Yeah.
That was strange.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's weird, you know? It's also been on a show. I don't know if you guys ever seen the show. I think it's called, like, Deep South Paranormal. It's like a bunch of hillbilly motherfuckers trying to get... It's kind of like Ghost Adventures, except they're like a bunch of rednecks.
I think I've seen it, like, once.
Yeah, so they went there one time, and I think they got a couple EVPs or something. I mean, you know, I'm not going to plug them. They didn't pay for this shit, so... But yeah, also, and I want to tell the story, but I don't really know if I can. One of our listeners, he pulled a story that's from Selma that's pretty fucking cool. And I got to figure out if he's gonna let me tell her, you know, he want to tell it or what's going on. But it's pretty strange as well. That's over in Dallas County too, and it's I mean, I can't really even break down the details. It's going to give it away, so.
Yeah, we'll just see if he wants to come on as a guest or some shit, you know?
Yeah, see if he wants to tell it, because he's done a lot of research on it, and I really would, you know, look forward to hearing that. So, but anyways, I think it'd be a pretty good story. That's in our backyard, too, so it'd be cool. But, Dallas County alone, dude, it's just, I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if... It's like trying to figure out how to explain the town. How would you explain it, Dalton?
Oh,
it's kind of just like a poor, like, they haven't been updated at all. Like, everything's old as shit. Like,
yeah, just old. I mean, if you go to Old Cahaba, there's new houses and like restored like old houses and shit that look really good. But the other parts don't look too great.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, it's just a lot of farms too. But anyways, we'll move along. We'll go to how do you say that, Brendan? Pronounce that, please.
DeKalb.
Oh, say it one more time.
The Cobb.
The Cobb.
Yeah.
DeKalb County, Horton House, and Pine Ridge. This home was allegedly the site of murders of an entire family that haunts this site. People claim to hear knocking on the floors and walls. Some say they can hear the call of a bird that soon morphs into a young girl's scream. White orbs also appear in the children's room. I don't know why I said it like white orbs.
Burger King footlet.
I sound like fucking CNN right now. All right. That's enough of that. So, let's see. Okay, so this is a note here. The Horton House has burned and nothing remains. However, the family cemetery remains. So if any of you guys are looking to trespass on some private property and try to catch some ghosts, you can still go check the cemetery out. Let us know what happens. But watch out for those white orbs. So we got Elmore County, Chambers of Commerce Building, Wetumpka. I know how to say it. Hold on. Wetumpka. Right, Brennan?
I would assume so, yes.
Wetumpka. I think it's like Wetumpka or some shit. I don't know.
Wetumpka. I think we're all saying it the same fucking way. Or maybe it's like the, you know, like that dress. Is it white and gold or is it blue and black?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, a lot of the towns and shit in Alabama are like Indian names, like Native American names.
Yeah.
Like I'm not mistaken, and all yeah. that.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Alabama itself is derived from Native American, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Could be lying here. I have no idea.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's why we're having a hard time pronouncing it for all the other people that listen to us. We're not retarded. We just can't pronounce Indian shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Wetumpka. The Chambers of Commerce building above, what? Okay. The Chambers of Commerce building was constructed in 1910 as a bank. Employees claim they've heard disembodied footsteps and voices on the third floor. People report doors opening and closing and furniture moving of its own accord. According to the Chambers of Commerce website, a scarecrow apparition moves from room to room on the floor.
Yeah, see, that's some terrifying shit right there.
Yeah, that is scary. A scarecrow fucking moving around Florida.
That's what is that? Jeepers creepers, man.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Other entities haunt the main staircase and the basement. So, damn. I don't know, because you know how, like, the last time I was telling you, like, talking about the cowboy goo.
That's weird for me,
but, yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's weird for me, but I think the scarecrow would probably be much more terrifying.
Oh yeah.
Like I got a fear of scarecrows, like not really real ones in real life, but like the ones, you know, like the Hollywood ones where they all got like the burlap sack faces and shit.
Yeah.
Like yeah, those freak me out a little bit, but like I've seen some scarecrows like there's one like on the way to Mobile from Bibb County. It's like, it just looks like a fucking t-shirt filled like trash bags. And then it's got like a Jason mask. Like, that's it. So, like, I mean, most scarecrows look like shit if you've ever seen one in real life. But, I don't even know if scarecrows even work. Do they, you guys think they even work? I mean, they're supposed to obviously,
yeah, they work.
Yeah, they keep birds away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, birds think it's a person standing there.
I've sat completely still before and have birds like literally like stroll past me, you know? And
then, yeah, like, I mean, it works, but then you got them birds with big ass nuts.
Yeah, they just don't give a shit. They're just hungry. Like, we got a real bad seagull problem down here in Mobile, man. And them motherfuckers damn near beat your ass when you get out your car. Like, that motherfuckers fly right over you. Yeah, I got shit on one time by a seagull.
Yeah, I don't like the beach because of that reason.
Yeah, and somebody saw it, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And it was a nice shirt, very nice shirt, very nice college shirt. I paid like.
I mean, at least it didn't get on your face. Like, it could have shot on your head.
Well, they shit on my shirt, and it was a white shirt, so it kind of blended in for a minute, you know. But they were like, "Oh, that means good. That means you got good luck." And I was like, "How's that good luck? A bird fucking shit on me. Out of all the places it could have shit, it shit on my fucking shirt." But anyways, we'll move along. So let's see. Escambia County. So we got the Fort Crawford Cemetery, East Bruton. How do you say that? It don't fucking matter. I'm not gonna keep asking you that.
Sound it out.
Bruton. I was like, "Hey Brent, how you say that?" I'm like, it don't fucking matter how you say that. Just cut him off mid-sentence. Oh. So we got a Fort Crawford was built on a bluff in 1816. The only trace that remains is the nearby cemetery, which some believe was initially established as the post burial ground. According to legend, the grounds are haunted by the ghost of a Confederate soldier. There's a lot of Confederate soldier hauntings.
Well, yeah, it's the South.
Yeah. You know, Jay's Land, there's a trail where the Confederates used to march, and I wonder if it's haunted. Like, it goes all throughout the state of Alabama, and old, like, thousands of Confederates used to march on it. So maybe, like, I don't know, back then they didn't have, like, cars and everything, you know, marching throughout for days. Maybe one of them got a heat stroke and died out there.
I mean,
ever since then, anybody who brings water on that trail, go straight.
Fuck, man. Oh, God. Anyways, we got a lot of Confederate soldiers here. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Well,
what do you think? What do you think? If I was walking on that trail with my family, do you know what happened?
No.
Okay. Man, come on.
Hey, I mean, you're the one bringing that topic into this.
I'm not bringing that topic
into this. I was just saying it was just, you know, part of history.
It is a part of history. And, you know, it's an important part of history. So, not like in a positive way, but it is important that it happened. And
I mean, it is in a positive way. You learn from others' mistakes.
Yeah, and you learn that if you ever try to turn on your country, you're probably not gonna fucking win.
Yeah.
So, Civil War didn't work in America, guys. So there don't need to be a second one. Just anybody listening out there thinking about starting another Civil War, just sitting there planning. You're at work. You're fucking writing down notes and shit. Oh, I'll do this next time.
Again, you're talking about the government.
Well, I'll be waiting on my aides in the mail later. So now we got Etowah County, the Witch in the Woods in Gadsden.
Gadsden.
If you guys don't know, Gadsden is very close to, actually, I think it is home to it, right? Home to Talladega, what? Right?
Gadsden?
Yeah, Talladega Raceway.
I don't know. Brennan, look it up.
I think it's in Gadsden, boys.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure it's close to – I know for a fact it's fucking close to Gadsden.
Brennan, you on that?
It's in Lincoln, Alabama.
Well, see how – so go – all right, do this. Say distance from Gadsden to Lincoln, Alabama. And we're waiting. It's very important, guys. You know, I was talking about Dale Sr. This is important.
Yeah.
This ties into that. Okay. So
it is about 31 miles away.
All right. So there we go. It's pretty close. Like I said, I knew what I'm talking about.
Do you think, Dale Sr. is haunting something right now? You know how they got all them stories about Elvis Presley? Oh, he's haunting this museum. No. He's haunting this one. I wonder if there's anything like that for Dale Sr.
You know what? I think that needs to be our next. Maybe we should have done that as a fucking series.
What? Yeah,
look up hauntings of actual like celebrities.
Haunting. I mean, I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do this, but I mean, maybe on our next long episode, instead of that, maybe we can visit a couple celebrities.
Yeah, we might do that.
Celebrities I got in mind, just off the top of the head, that I want to know is Hank Williams Sr. I want to know if he's got any haunting stories. That's it, and then we can just pick the rest. I mean, obviously, I got stories about Elvis. You know what? We have to do the stories about Elvis. We keep talking about him, but we haven't said him yet. Everybody's like, what the fuck? You know, so we need to find those for sure.
All right.
So I think we'll do those next and any other person we find. And, you know, if it don't make a whole hour, we're obviously adding them in there make it a whole episode. So
what was the last county we left off at?
The Witch in the Woods. I didn't read it. So the Witch in the Woods in Gaston. The woods off Hines Road are said to be haunted by a witch who sold her soul to the devil in life. She reportedly lived in a shack in the woods. And that's it. Wow, Edward. fucking bravo. That's such a great goddamn story. I almost shit myself. Fucking terrific.
Oh, shit.
Piece of shit. All right. So I didn't even put any effort in this. Like, I can make something up fucking way better than that.
Yeah.
Like, she used to eat children. It was like, I don't know. Man, fuck it. You know, we're going to move on.
We'll just, like, say that was the rewards and stories of Hansel and Gretel. It never happened in Germany. It was actually in Alabama.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. We'll take that story, fucking exchange a few things out, and there you go. Got an original right there.
All right.
So, we're in Fayette County, and this is going to be our last county of this episode. And my wife used to work out in Fayette County. She worked at a nursing home. Pretty spooky, huh? Anyways, and Fayette, let's see, it's in Musgrove Chapel Cemetery in Winfield. So this cemetery is reportedly haunted by the sweetheart of a real man named Robert Musgrove, who was killed in a train wreck in 1904. For 50 years, the woman brought flowers and kneeled to pray at the foot of his 8-foot how do you say that, Brennan? It's just a fucking marker. Let's say that.
Obelisk.
Obelisk marker. Following her death.
Dumb hair.
Hold on. Oh, okay. So,
Dustin, you dropped out of school, right?
No. It dropped me out. They left me. No child left behind my ass, Alabama. Fuck y'all. I want my goddamn education. You owe me. let's see. So, I got confused by the story. So for 50 years, the woman brought flowers and kneeled to pray at his, let's just say, tombstone.
His obelisk.
Yes, his obelisk. I fucked with my obelisk, googly, goggly, boogly. And she died in 1962, and people claim to see a kneeling figure at the grave. The image to be, okay, so there's actually... the image turned out to be a silhouette etched into the stone. The family reported had the image sandblasted from the stone, but it soon returned. I don't know what image they're talking about, but okay.
An image of a person?
I would assume they're kind of being half-assed with these stories, though. I think, just me personally.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it is Alabama. Somebody from Alabama made this report right here. So. Going back to the public schools here, guys. You fucking let us down. Piece of shit. All right. So that was Fayette County, and that's going to be the last. It looks like we'll have to do another fucking episode on Alabama's counties.
Yeah. Next one should get them all. If we, you know.
I fucking hope so. If we don't, we're going to have to be. I'm going to be really motivated next episode to get them all done.
Yeah.
So if you're in Alabama and you're waiting for your county, I sincerely apologize.
I mean, next episode, we might have to do like an hour and 30-minute episode on this.
Yeah, we got to get it going. We got to get it because I know the motherfuckers that listen to us in Alaska are waiting. They're fucking, they're getting for us to get to them. Like they're ready. Come on. All right, but so again, I'll say it like I always say it, and this time I'll actually put our how our Gmail is spelled in the description. I know I keep saying I'm gonna put it there, and I never do. I'm gonna do it this time. Don't worry. I ain't got nothing but time today. My computer broke, so I'm waiting on it to get back next week, and I'll start work again. So I to do anything you guys want. So you can also find me on this app. What the fuck is that app called? It's like we can pay somebody like $5 to do some dumb shit for you on the computer or something. I do that as well. I'm putting my own plug, my own business plug in here right now.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
Is it Fiverr? No, it's not Fiverr, is it? I think it is Fiverr.
Fiverr? Yeah.
Fiverr. I think so. I think that's what it's called. Like you go on it. Well, I'm not gonna plug them. They ain't fucking pay me to say this shit. You know what? Anything I've said regarding anybody else's well being in business, you disregard that shit right now. Because they did not pay for it. I'm not being stingy. It's just a dog eat dog world out here, and I'm eating dog ass, baby. You better come get ready. So I'm eating hot dogs all day. But now you can get us on Gmail. It's gonna be Ghost Bros Podcast. GHOSTBROS. No period. Just BROS. And then podcast, PODCAST. I'm just spelling out for anybody that might have problems. Send us your ghost stories. Send us your ghost pictures, your ghost videos. If you find a video on YouTube that looks pretty fucking cool or something, you want to talk about it, we'll do that too. Well, we'll try. We'll try. I don't like doing visuals like that.
Yeah, we'll have to like say exactly what's happening in the video for that to work.
Yeah, we'll have to do it like a play-by-play. You know, we'll see how that goes. You know, just anything you guys want to send. It could be stories. I mean, just don't send fake stories because I don't want to have to sit here and roast your ass and completely destroy you. I know it's not fake. I got a bullshit detector, and that motherfucker ain't broke. It's been working for some years now. Okay? I do a lot of maintenance on it. But now if you listen, I appreciate it. And all the people that listen now, whatever, I think we got some big news to tell everybody, though.
What is that?
We made our first dollar off of
sponsorship. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, we're going to frame it up. And
that may not seem like a lot, but you guys going to understand, it's only pennies we get for, like, sometimes for listenership. We only get paid every time. So, it's like, that's a pretty big accomplishment considering we just started this, like, 3 weeks ago. So, that's something to be proud about. But anyways, guys, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here and call it and everything. And, just come back. Yep. All right.
Y'all come back or see us, man.
Yeah, we're not doing catchphrases.
All right. All right, dude. All right.
There you go.